Hello, 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 hello.
Should we play it?
One. Like. Okay.
Today we make a trip into the mirror world.
Dr. Joan Tallis of SETI. Is someone there? Do you read me?
Dr. Joan.
My name is Joan Tallis. When were you born? I took a trip to Cape Canaveral when I was a kid. Did you? What did you buy at the gift store?
Now we see but a dim reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
There must be some difference.
There isn't.
It cannot be exactly the same.
We are.
Did you take your clothes off in front of him?
No.
Okay, then.
I saw myself reflected nearly at full length, but my face, I noticed, had two separate and distinct images, the tip of the nose of one being about 3 inches from the tip of the other. One of the faces was a little paler, say 5 shades, than the other.
I was approached by a man that I've not met before. It was really quite weird when this chap with a beard said, "Excuse me, I'm guessing that you're John Jemison." "Yes," I said with a bow, "what have I done now?" "Oh, nothing at all, please don't fret. I've been called by your name and it drives me insane, so I thought it was time to be moved."
You actually believe from a scientific perspective that everyone has one, that there's a doppelganger out there for each of us?
Depending on how you define a doppelganger, yes.
Which is that you recognize in seeing your doppelganger that you were also seeing, quote, in your words, a magnification of many undesirable aspects of our shared culture.
Rivers, tell me about your doppelganger.
Okay, so it was my friend in Halifax who announced to me that he had met my doppelganger. She was a woman, or he still is, I guess she's still out there, a woman in France. And he showed me her picture, and it freaked me out. It was the weirdest experience to be looking at someone. And she was somewhere in France, and I saw the picture, and I was like, eh? I don't feel like I've ever been there. Because my brain recognized it as myself in a place I hadn't been, and I was like, ah, so freaky. And I looked closer, and the only difference is, like, I have this mole on my left cheek, a big one, and she didn't. And I was like, oh, other than that, that was me.
When I met Karen, my first doppelganger, I mean, the first few hours, we didn't really say much to each other. We were just, like, looking at each other silently.
Really?
Yeah.
You were just gazing longingly into each other's eyes?
It was kind of like this, you know? Almost kind of looking at the side, because you don't nearly want to do, you know, like, stare at each other, because it's weird. It's cool. It's really cool, but it's weird.
If you see your doppelganger, run for your life. A doppelganger is a person that is an identical duplicate of you, down to the way you walk, act, speak, and dress. It's a common belief that everyone has a twin somewhere in the world, and chances are you've even shared a photo of yourself with your famous twin on social media.
But the uncanny double is clearly an independent and visible cleavage of the ego, shadow, reflection. Essentially, the appearance of a doppelganger is a physical representation of a split in the self, in one's own psyche, a conflict within oneself that cannot be resolved.
In many ways, the world became uncanny and unfamiliar. Freud described the uncanny
as that species of frightening in which that which was familiar becomes strange. I mean, think about Times Square during the pandemic. That is an uncanny apparition. It's something familiar that looks completely different. It's empty, one of the busiest places on Earth. But I think there are many kinds of uncanny experiences that we have in the world today. You know, I now live in British Columbia. We had an extreme weather event a couple of years ago called a heat dome, and hundreds of people died. Millions of marine creatures died.
Listen, Mr. Brainiac, this right here is a bad idea. The combination you're talking about will lead to a colossal explosion. But if you still want access to all these ingredients, you gotta follow my lead.
Imagine if there was a soul with everything and anything in it. The owner of the soul is totally imaginary. So is the name, I call it extra fucking cautionary. Source, legality is lawless, reality is flawless. He won't need a Rolex, cause this place doesn't exist in reality. Got no expiration qualities. Invalid validity, ain't no refund, ain't no rated policy. Hallucinogenic is additive kind of commodities. Keep your eyes closed and mind open, then you follow me. And since you told me you would want to replicate me honestly, I think it would be worse than the Fukushima tragedy. Now you ain't Snoop Dogg, this ain't synthetic cannabis. If it's a failure, I hope you don't get mad at me. Lunatic behavior, you're soaking all my energy. Reckless is your attitude, pony is your strategy. We had the soul now, would you need a battery? Don't you need a canopy, a melting pot of kerosene? A little bit of jaggery, you need a lot of calories. Check out the list I gave to you, a list that is as mad as me. Emotions in it, drugs in it, a list full of calamities. My doppelganger better be my equal or the better me. Now let's imagine you in your own lab, mixing chemistry and your own math. Con psychedelic, wanna clone that. Get a Nobel Prize for a bonehead. Go give it a try, do not hold back. Mystery of the cone unfolded. Let me sit back, relax, and roll hash.
Synthetic doppelganger, he's mine.
Little bit of courage, happiness and pain, depression and a little bit of dope. A little bit of heart, a little bit of heart, psychedelic freedom and some hope. A little bit of skills, a little bit of will, this definitely you got to pour. A little bit of tears, a little bit of smile, this will go in, that's for sure. A little bit of nimble, a little bit of painkillers, both of them take over dope.
Put it in a melty pot with fire underneath it, all you're gonna hear is
a big boom boom. Boom. Inhale the fume. Inhale the fume. Camera zoom. Camera zoom. National news. National news. Who is the zoo? Who is the zoo? He is so huge. Ha ha ha, huge.
Synthetic doppelganger, he's mine.
Now what you're trying to do is almost next to impossible. First time with stroke of luck, it is remarkable. I know you will say everything is possible. It will happen again, puzzle unlockable. Want me to separate, I am impossible. That's cliche and unreal, Mr. Possible. I'm mortal, I'm human. Cut to the chase, I'm limited like fast. If you process a process in cloning or process food, if I fly it on a human being carcass, it would be a feeding science and remarkable. If cloning was a thing in 80s, 90s, too, we would still see muddy waters, play 90s blue. Martin Luther King, racism, solvable. Freddie Mercury still rocking the rockable. Terrorism, totally knockable. Tough Gong will say again, go green, it's natural. Tupac Shakur make the whole world hip-hopical. Gotta save the world, ignore all the obstacles. Cloning of corn side, this mission is possible. Let's go for round two, let's roll a big papa's go. We need to celebrate, beer is quite poppable. Or a little moro, negro, amigo, bonito, latino, americano, el loco, hermano, el siguiente, rápido, papi, de corazón, a dozen tarries, or this ain't for my profit. I keep my pockets full of love, care, affection. I need no wallet, bro, this is for next generation. Mubarak, oh, I borrow time, y'all know what it is borrowed for.
Synthetic doppelganger, he's mine.
Little bit of courage, happiness and pain, depression and a little bit of dope. A little bit of heart, a little bit of heart, psychedelic freedom and some hope. A little bit of skills, a little bit of will, this definitely you got to pour. A little bit of tears, a little bit of smile, this will go in, that's for sure. A little bit of nimble, a little bit of painkillers, both of them take over dope.
Put it in a melty pot with fire underneath it, all you're gonna hear is
a big boom boom. 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 Inhale the fume. Inhale the fume. Camera zoom. Camera zoom. National news. National news. Who is the zoo? Who is the zoo? He is so huge. Ha ha ha, huge.
Synthetic doppelganger. He's my synthetic doppelganger. He's my synthetic doppelganger. He's my synthetic doppelganger.
Massive fire broke out somewhere on the outskirts of Ajmer today at about 7 in the evening. The fire was extinguished by the Ajmer Civil Defense Force after an hour. And this is a video shared with us by a Facebook user.
Hey yo, watch out, watch out. This shit is about to get ugly. Now what the hell is that? Is that my synthetic doppelganger? Holy shit.
Calm.
Once upon a time, there was a girl, and the girl had a shadow. The two were connected. When the girl ate, her food was given to her, warm and tasty. But when the chef was hungry, she had to eat rabbit, raw and bloody. On Christmas, the girl received wonderful toys, soft and cushy. With the shadow's tooth was so sharp and cold, it sliced through her fingers when she tried to play with them.
If people don't understand how capitalism works, if we don't understand that this is a system that is really built to consolidate wealth, and it will always have a massive underclass, and instead people have been told that capitalism is just, you know, Big Macs and freedom and rainbows and everybody getting what they deserve, then when that system fails them, they're going to be very vulnerable to somebody going, oh, it's all a plot by the Jews, or, you know, whatever the conspiracy of the day is. And that's why doing that basic political education and economic education is so critical, because it's really our, you know, it's our armor against this conspiracy culture.
Don't say your word. Watch you. Don't say a word. They watch you. Don't say a word. They watch you. Don't say a word. They watch you.
Sleeping, and they know when you awake. They know when you keep it real, and know when you acting fake. I know you relate. You barely get dinner on your plate, and they got an advertisement for the food that you just ate.
Watch,
freaky. You can't even make a sound, can you? Without them knowing who and what you keep around. Anything you say, they can hear it on your iPhone. One eye on you like a cyclone. Siri is the feds. Siri in your head. Try to talk to myself, and I see Siri instead. Try to put Siri to bed. But they peeping in your dreams. They don't get that intel by any means. Big brother from another motherboard. Overcast with the rain, there's no cover for. Face it, look.
Watch.
Everyday life is a performance, and it's recorded in front of live audiences. You should know they
watching you.
They watching you. They watching me.
Me.
They watching you.
You.
They watching me.
Watching me.
They watching you.
Watching you.
They watching me.
Me. Me.
They watching you.
You.
They watching me.
Me. Me.
They watching you.
Watching you.
They watching me.
Watching me.
They watching you. They watching me,
watching me,
they watching you,
watching you,
they watching me,
me,
they watching you,
you,
they watching me.
I feel like Scarface and Willie D, mind playing tricks on me. A million eyeballs, they all fixed on me. Spying through the window in the peephole. If the app free, then the product is the people. They got the info. Shout out to Zuckerberg for the inspo. You get an email from Foot Locker before you even start to ask your homie, where did he get those? Before you hit order, they know the zip code. Before we even recorded, they knew the tempo. Big brother be the cookie monster. Your attention wanders to a place where they experiment like evil doctors. Close watching your inner thoughts, they missing nada. Do you want a girlfriend? Here's an ad for Prada. First act in Tiffany, spy drive the industry. You put tape over your laptop, you kidding me?
They watching you, watching you. They watching me. They watching you, they watching me. They watching you, watching you. They watching me, watching me. They watching you, they watching me. Watching me. They watching you, watching you. They watching me. They watching you, they watching me. They watching you, watching you. They watching me, watching me. They watching you, they watching me. They all around. You know they watching you. They all around. You know they watching you. They all around. You know they watching you. They all around. You know they they all around.
I'm Naomi Klein, and as some of you know, I have a doppelganger, a person who does many extreme things that cause strangers to chastise me or thank me or express their pity for me. I used to be horrified by this, but then something happened that I didn't expect. I got interested. Interested in what it means to have a doppelganger. So I decided to follow my doppelganger to a place I've come to think of as the mirror world. It's a strange mirror image of the world where I live. It's a place where many ideas that I care about are being twisted and warped into dangerous doppelganger versions of themselves. 5G. When I look at the mirror world, I don't see disagreements over a shared reality. I see disagreements about what is real and what is a simulation. And with AI generating more and more of what we see and hear, it's only getting harder to distinguish the authentic from the synthetic. After all, artificial intelligence is a mirroring and mimicry machine. We feed in the cumulative words, ideas, and images that our species has managed to create, and these programs mirror back to us something that feels uncannily lifelike. But it's not life. It's a forgery of life. I shadowed my double further into the mirror world, a place where soft-focused wellness influencers make common cause with fire-breathing far-right propagandists, all in the name of saving and protecting the children. Not everyone is dogged by their doppelganger, but our culture is crowded with all kinds of doubling. All of us who maintain a persona or avatar online are kind of creating our own doppelgangers, forging a separate public identity that is both us and not us. A doppelganger, we perform for one another as the price of admission in a rapacious attention economy. And all the while, tech companies create digital profiles of us without our full knowledge. Data doubles, or golems, that follow us everywhere we go online, carrying their own agenda, their own logics, and their own threats. What is all of this doubling and doppelganging doing to us? How is it steering what we pay attention to, and more critically, what we neglect and ignore? Doppelgangers are often understood as a warning or an omen, a message that something needs our attention. Reality is doubling, multiplying, glitching, telling us to pay attention. Because it's not just individuals who can flip into a sinister version of themselves. The Earth can transform into a menacing, uncanny twin of what we once knew. Whole societies can flip. That's the reason many doppelganger works of art are ultimately about the latent potential for fascism within our societies, even within ourselves. What I've learned by shadowing my double is that the forces that have destabilized my personal world are part of a much larger web of forces that are destabilizing our shared world. And understanding these forces may be our best hope of getting to firmer ground.
I'm the real Ben. Shoot them. No, I'm the real Ben. Shoot them. I can't tell the difference. Tell me something only the real Ben would know.
Thank you.
happens if you run into your doppelganger. A meetup with your twin may seem like fun, but there are some dark implications to actually seeing your double. It's an interaction with your ghostly double, which could indicate some terrible things or be thought of as a sign of tragedy. And legends from the past, as well as even more recent accounts that confirm this. Some have even claimed to have seen identical twins in certain well-known doppelganger sightings just before passing away. But let's say all of this isn't real, and even a doppelganger doesn't directly mean death. They are typically just regarded as a terrible omen. They allegedly make an evil endeavor to give you bad advice purposefully and instill wrong notions in the victim's head.
Who am I kidding? This is not Susan Lee's story. I have no connection with her. I can't even meet her. I can't meet anyone. I have no understanding of anything else than my own panic and self-loathing. Pathetic little existence. It's like the only thing I'm actually qualified to write about is myself and my own self.
We open on Charlie Kaufman, fat, old, bald, repulsive, sitting in a Hollywood restaurant across from Valerie Thomas, a lovely, statuesque film executive. Kaufman, trying to get a writing assignment, wanting to impress her, sweats profusely. Fat, bald, Kaufman. Paces furiously in his bedroom. He speaks into his handheld tape recorder and he says, Charlie Kaufman, fat, bald, repulsive, old, sits at a Hollywood restaurant with Valerie Thomas. Kaufman, repugnant, ridiculous, jerks off to the book jacket photo of Susan Orlando. What do you want?
I finished my script. I'm done.
I'm Ouroboros.
I don't know what that word means.
I've written myself into my screenplay.
That's kind of weird, huh?
It's self-indulgent. It's narcissistic. It's solipsistic. It's pathetic. I'm pathetic. I'm fat and pathetic.
I'm sure you had good reasons, Charles. You're an artist.
The reason is because I'm too timid to speak to the woman who wrote the book. Because I'm pathetic. Because I have no idea how to write. Because I can't make flowers fascinating. Because I suck.
Am I in the script?
I'm going to New York. I'll meet her. That's it. That's what I have to do.
What concerns me about that is that many of the issues that they are co-opting and twisting are issues that I think the left should be more vocal about. You know, I had one of my most, I'd say like a moment in the research where I was listening to hundreds of hours of Bannon's podcast where I would say I felt most destabilized was when I would hear Bannon cut together a montage, an audio montage and a video montage, of intros and outros of major cable news shows on CNN and MSNBC, brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Moderna. And you know, his point was to say, you can't trust these corporate media outlets because they are bought and paid for by the drug companies that are trying to get you vaccinated, right? But for me, what was chilling about that was that that was a doppelganger of the kind of media education that I grew up in. You know, we all read manufacturing consent, we had these charts where Amy, they sounded a little bit like you, they sounded like me, they sounded like Noam Chomsky, except through a warped mirror. And what worried me about that is it really reminded me that I don't think we're doing that kind of systems-based media education anymore, where we really are looking at these ownership structures. And if that doesn't happen, then it's going to be co-opted in the mirror world.
Within our lifetimes, we've marveled as biologists have managed to look at ever smaller and smaller things. And astronomers have looked further and further into the dark night sky, back in time and out in space. But maybe the most mysterious of all is neither the small nor the large. It's us up close. Could we even recognize ourselves? And if we did, would we know ourselves? What would we say to ourselves? What would we learn from ourselves? What would we really like to see if we could stand outside ourselves and look at us?
I think when people have an experience that is very, very negative in left or liberal circles, where they really get treated almost like they're not human, and that's partly because they're performing themselves as a brand, which is saying, you know, hey, I'm out here, I'm a commodity, I'm a thing, and then people start thinking, well, if you're a thing, I can throw things at you and you won't bleed. No, I think that that's part of what is magnified here, and that becomes a justification for, I think, an unjustifiable political alliance with extremely dangerous figures who are building a network of far-right political parties who take issues like rightful suspicion of big pharma, rightful anger at big tech, rightful anger at the elites, and flip it to transphobia, xenophobia, racism.
Doppelganger came to tea. I was him and he was me. He spoke his mind, I spoke in rhymes. We learned to read the danger signs.
But 7 months before the famous trucker convoy, the one that made it on all the U.S. talk shows, and that was mainly an anti-vax event, there was a convoy that was in British Columbia that was in response to the unmarked graves whose presences were confirmed at first at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School, and then more unmarked graves confirmed at other on the grounds of other former so-called residential schools. I say confirmed because the communities always knew that there were burial grounds on these the grounds of these genocidal schools, but their presence was confirmed using ground penetrating radar. And there was such an outpouring of solidarity in the aftermath of that, that there was a convoy organized by truckers in British Columbia, hundreds of trucks that went and drove in front of the closed former residential school in Kamloops. It was called the We Stand in Solidarity Convoy. You know, it was, it came from a place, as I say, and as they said, of solidarity, of wanting to say that this is, this atrocity, this genocide is not only an issue for First Nations to fight for justice, it should be everybody's business. So it was striking that there was this kind of doppelganger trucker convoy 7 months later. But what I say in the book is that some truckers went to both. And so what's interesting to me is the way doppelgangers stand in for the fact that human beings are complicated. I think my own doppelganger is complicated. You know, I think she's done some very good things in her life, and she's done some really damaging things. That's true for most people. So what interests me as a political theorist is, you know, what are the systems that encourage the best parts of ourselves, that support that impulse towards solidarity and compassion, as opposed to light up the most individualistic parts of ourselves?
Oh, My people, impossible.
Listening to Space Clay on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. We in the Kib C. I'm the host, Tony E double Z to the Y. We gonna take you.
With tattoos. You see, he can do.
We gonna send you.
That guitar, yeah, break it down.